Republican candidate Mike Zirlo claimed victory in the primary over Jeff Gildersleeve after a contentious summer campaign season that was highlighted by a lawsuit and criminal complaints. Zirlo said it was a positive attitude and attention to the important issues that secured him the Republican nomination, and it's what he believes will resonate with voters this November when he faces Democrat Phil Lindsey.
I kept a positive attitude and spoke to the residents to see what their needs are, and basically the residents wanted to know how I was going to protect them, and I pushed my idea of public safety. Going after the sex offenders, DWIs, neighborhood safety, and our kids in our schools.
Zirlo had secured major endorsements in his primary campaign, including state and federal lawmakers and the Saratoga County Republican Party. Gildersleeve had not received the same level of endorsements, but did separate himself from Zirlo with an endorsement from the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association and support from ex-gubernatorial candidate Carl Paladino. Bob Turner, an associate professor of government at Skidmore College, said that the candidate's approach to the SAFE Act was a major player in the race. Turner said Gildersleeve's opposition to Governor Cuomo's first-in-the-nation legislation and resonance with Second Amendment advocates accounted for the close race, even if Gildersleeve lost.
To channel that sort of money and organizational energy to sort of fuel his campaign, that was certainly never going to be enough, but that he was able to also wrap it in a critique of Zirlo's administrative abilities and this ability to run a 21st century sheriff's office, made for like a really interesting political dynamic.
Turner said he was surprised by the seeming divide between the more Tea Party Gildersleeve and establishment Zirlo in Saratoga County, and said that the primary could mimic future Republican electoral contests on a broader level in New York.
We might see a similar like fault between the two Republican candidates running in the next gubernatorial election.
Zirlo said that the primary season may have contributed to a distortion of his views on the SAFE Act, and that he's seeking the support of county Republicans who may have become divided in the past several weeks.
I presented myself that I disagreed with the SAFE Act. I was pro-Second Amendment, that I wasn't going to violate anybody's rights. I wasn't going to go door-to-door and get weapons. I wasn't going to go look for weapons out into the fields with the hunters. So I would hope, some things got twisted around from my opponent in regards to my stance on that. So I guess my message is we should all work together as a Republican team here and look forward to the November election.
Zirlo's opponent, Lindsey, is backed by the Democratic and Conservative parties of Saratoga County. Chair of the Saratoga County Democratic Party, Todd Kerner, said that regardless of the candidate's position on the SAFE Act, voters ultimately will be choosing the candidate that can bring administrative change to the sheriff's office held for the past four decades by Republican James Bowen. Kerner believes that Lindsey's endorsement by both Democrats and conservatives will benefit him at the ballot box.
When we interviewed him and I'm sure when the conservatives made their decision, they felt he was comfortable. He provided some good ideas on moving the sheriff's department forward. And that's what it's all about.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.